You do one wrong thing, I do two. The other.
Oh, there is a word in Persian language which,
when I think about it, I'm surprised. How could somebody call himself the worst ever name you could call someone? That, I'm that son of a bitch. Something like that. Being proud of that, being that way. Why? Everybody will do that. Be in a wrong crowd, you will imitate them. That's why we emphasize on fellow travelers becoming close to each other, because the crowd will influence you. This is reality. This is the rule. It goes for all of us. Why? This is what we're talking about. You are not separated. That's the main part of you. Because a part of your character is in your social behavior, isn't it? If it is based on imitation, it doesn't come from your heart, you could do a lot of stuff. Let's hear the story.
A Sufi, after journeying, arrived at a monastery. He took his mount and led it to the stable. With his own hand, he gave it a little water and some fodder. Not such a Sufi as the one we told of before. He took precaution for it against neglect and craziness. When the consequence comes to pass, of what avail is precaution? The Sufis were destitute and poor. You used taksir here before. Poverty almost comprises an infidelity that brings to perdition. O thou rich man who art full fed, beware of laughing at the unrighteousness of the suffering poor. On account of their destitution, that Sufi flock, all of them, adopted selling the ass, saying, of necessity a carcass is lawful. Many a vicious act, that necessity made a virtuous one.
You see, he's defending the Sufis, not because defending their action, you see. Don't be the one who blames them, because this is not the part that I'm talking about. Okay? They are poor and desperate and they did it and it happened, blah, blah, blah. Let's go back to the donkey.
They instantly sold the little ass. They fetched dainty viands and lit candles. Jubilation arose in the monastery. Tonight there are dainties and music and dancing and voracity. How much of this patience and this 3-day fasting? How much of this wallet and this beggary? We also are of creatures. We have soul. Good luck tonight. We have the guests. Thereby they were sowing the seed of falsehood, for they deemed soul that which is not soul. And the traveller too was...
Oh, before the traveller, up to here. Did you get it? He's making a story, very carefully. He carefully organized a group of people. These are Sufis, the freshmen, the beginners, okay? And they are poor, and they're desperate. And they have had 3 days of fasting, because they didn't have anything to eat. And they're human beings. And they sold the donkey, and they bought the food. Because they thought, so what? We're human beings. What should we do? Up to here, he created a group. Who are these group of people? Are good or bad? None. What is their thinking? Bad. Because their thought is actually to jeep. Means they try to not explain,
to rationalize
the wrong stuff they are doing, right? This is what peers are. Because I'm talking about the influence of the people around you, they rationalize what they're doing. For example, I'll take you to another country, in another planet, that the people they don't like the idea of being in line. They don't believe in standing in line. Therefore, all of them will try to get on the bus. This is public bus in the public road. And they don't like it. And when they drive very offensively. How do they do that? A lot of them, they are stupid, they are blah, 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 and I'm not talking about them. The intellectual fellow with the highest level of education, they do the same. How do they manage to do that? They have a lot to say. First of all, they will say, look at the situation. If I try passively, I will not arrive to destination. Are you right? They are talking the reality that like these people. Because for wrongdoings, there is always explanation. Always. Adolf Hitler did it. Goebbels did it. You want another name? I have a lot. There is always explanation for fascism, for dictatorship. And it's always, that's a very good face because they do it for own good and things like that. These are these Sufis. And he mentioned that at the end, they are calling some worthless stuff the real John because they are silly. Because they are mistaken. Remember that. They were sowing the seed because they have wrong assumption at the beginning. Then, yes.
And the traveler too was tired by the long journey and saw that favor and fondness. The Sufis one by one caressed him. They were playing the game of pleasant attentions. When he saw their affection towards him, he said, if I don't make merry tonight, when?
What would you do in his place? You're a stranger, you're arriving somewhere, everybody welcomes you. Suddenly, you really believe that you are an exceptional stuff? Only you were ignorant about it. Now do you realize that? Me? Yes. That's good.
They ate the viands and began the sama. The monastery was filled with smoke and dust up to the roof. The smoke of the kitchen, the dust of beating the feet, the tumult by longing and ecstasy of spirit. Now waving their hands, they would beat their feet. Now in prostration, they would sweep the dais. After long, thus the Sufi gain his desire from fortune. For that reason, the Sufi is a great eater.
Sufi is a great eater. Again, he went back to make some correction to the portrait of these Sufis. First of all, generally, they don't find this kind of stuff nobly. Therefore, they try to treat themselves well and blah. You know what? Mainly Sufis, at the beginning, they are the hungry people. Because they are hungry for everything, right? Then?
Except to be sure, the Sufi who has eaten his fill of the light of God, he is free from the shame of beggary.
You see what happens? This is Rumi. Wherever he talks about the rule, exception is there. We're looking for the exception. So mainly the beginners are off. But there are exceptions, and those are the good ones. Those are the ones who lead the others. Yes?
Of these Sufis, there are a few among thousands. The rest are living in his empire. When the Sama had come...
This empire is a very lovely translation. I don't know how they found it, how they... somehow squeezed it to make it superior. Because the word is Dawlat. And Dawlat, first of all, means luck, and means wealth. Wealth and luck is Dawlat. Yes, at the same time, the government is Dawlat later. At the beginning, was not. So it's not empire. It's they live because of them, in their shadow, something like that. Yes.
When the samar had come from beginning to end, the minstrel struck up a heavy strain. He commenced, "The ass is gone, and the ass is gone." He made the whole join in this ditty. From this enthusiasm, beating their feet to this ditty till dawn, clapping their hands. "The ass is gone, the ass is gone, O son."
Of course, here the word is not translatable, harare. Harare is tahrir, means the way that the Iranians, they sing. They say, ha, 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 ha. We call it tahrir and harare. And the player was going there to chant really and to enjoy because the donkey is gone. Yes.
By way of imitation, that Sufi began in impassioned feeling this same, "The ass is gone." When the pleasure and excitement and music and dancing were over, day dawned, and they all said farewell. The monastery was deserted, and the Sufi remained. That traveller set about shaking the dust from his baggage. He brought out the baggage from his cell in order that he might tie it on the ass, desirous of people to travel with. He was hurrying that he might overtake his fellow travellers. He went into the stable, but did not find the ass. He said, "The servant has taken it to water, because it drank little water last night." The servant came, and the Sufi said to him, "Where is the ass?" "Look at your beard," replied the servant, and a quarrel arose. He said, "I have entrusted the ass to you. I have put you in charge of the ass. I demand from you what I gave to you. Return that which I sent to you." The Prophet said, "Whatever your hand has taken must in the end be restored. And if you from insolence are not content with this, look here. Led us to the house of the Qadi of religion." The servant said, "I was overpowered. The Sufis rushed, and I was in fear for my life. Do you throw a liver with the parts next it amongst cats and seek the trace of it? One cake of bread amongst 100 hungry people, one withered cat before 100 dogs?" "I suppose," said the Sufi, "that they took it from you by violence, aimed at the life of wretched me. You would not come and say to me, 'They are taking away your ass, O poor man,' so that I might buy back the ass from whoever he is, or else they might divide my money. There were 100 ways of mending when they were present. Now each one is gone to a clime. Whom should I seize? Whom should I take to the Qadi? 'Tis from you, in sooth, that this judgment has come upon me. How wouldn't you come and say, 'O stranger, such a terrible outrage has occurred.' 'By God,' said he, 'I came several times to inform you of these doings. You will always say, "The ass is gone, O son," with more gusto than all who said it. I was going back. He himself is aware. He is satisfied with this judgment. He's a man that knows." The Sufi said, "They were all saying it merrily. I also took delight in saying it. Blind imitation of them has brought me to ruin. 200 curses beyond that imitation."
Let me stop you there. First of all, there were some cheatings here. First, he went to translate Qazi to Qadi. Then he translated it to